For the floor. It is correct that the Norwegian anti-discriminational tribunal concluded in June 2020 that women in Tromsø prison were discriminated by being placed in a high security prison for men. This practice has since then been altered by the Directorate of the Norwegian Correctional Service. The main rule is now that women in the northern part in Norway shall serve their sentences in a separate women's unit in Trondheim prison. The Norwegian geography, with sparsely populated areas together with a relatively low number of female prisoners, entails that the proximity principle or allocation rule 4 in the Bangkok rule is challenging to maintain. A priority measure for the correctional service is therefore to increase the number of women who serve their sentence outside of prison with the use of electronic monitoring at home. Of those who serve in prison, as many as approximately 90% of the women have some form of mental health issue. It is challenging to both uphold the principle of proximity and at the same time provide the female prisoners with the satisfactory health care services. As mentioned in the opening speech, funds have been allocated in order to establish a national resource team for women with severe mental health problems at Bredtvet Detention and Security Prison. And the guiding principle in the Norwegian Correctional Service is that to the highest degree, women shall serve their time in separate prisons or in wards adopted for women. In 2022 and 2023, 145 million kroners was granted to the Correctional Service in order to ensure an increase in the number of prison staff and thereby improve women's access to work, school and leisure activities. This is both for female and male prisoners. And when it comes to specifically prison facilities for women, I'll also mention in the opening statement, the Norwegian Correctional Service has established a working group where the aim is to assess how the correctional service must work in order to achieve the principle of equality, quality and separate prison facilities for women. And the working group shall make their recommendation by the mid-March this year. And then I will pass the word to